This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, Matt, a week ago, you said you felt confident that you could contain Lamar. How do you feel about Mahomes?
I'm moving on from that game. We have a great game plan in place for the Chiefs, and we're ready to go.
And in terms of that, with what he does, being able to get to different spots, still being able to throw from different angles, watching the way Josh plays and practicing and maybe against him, does anything Josh does for you guys help you at all to prepare for what he does offensively in terms of Mahomes?
Yeah, a little bit. Maybe like in the preseason stuff, but we've been going against the second team offense during the week. But yeah, Mahomes, man, he's like a Madden player in real life, you know? He's doing everything, so should be interesting.
And I know you didn't get to play in the first matchup. You guys have been looking at that. How do you think the plan, without giving away your plan, how do you think it'll be different maybe? Obviously you're playing, but also the way you guys maybe approach what the Chiefs do a second time around.
Yeah, you know, if you want to get into specifics, you can hit on McDermott for that, but I'm just going out there doing my thing, looking to make some plays and get a W.
Okay, thanks.
Hey, Matt, how are you? Mike Giardi, NFL Network.
How's it going?
Good. I guess it's going to sound like an odd question, but have you ever been yelled at by Leslie Frazier?
He's not so much yelling to get his point across, but when he wants to get his point across, he'll let you know.
Have you heard him yell at someone else and go, "Oh God, man, that doesn't happen very often"?
A couple times. I wouldn't consider it yelling, but his voice definitely does change when he's a little angry.
And what can you say? What are some of his best qualities as a coach that make, you know, guys want to play for him?
Yeah, man, he's just great all around. You know, you can tell he really cares for his players. That's the one thing I've noticed playing for him for 4 years is he's on your side. You know, he's not against you. He's not looking to hurt you. He's not looking to – he wants the best out of everybody and puts you in position to do that, and he stays calm. That's one thing that I've noticed when things get a little rough on the sideline. He's the one that's being calm, making adjustments, and getting us in the right positions.
Does that calmness sort of give you – a little bolt of confidence or a jolt of confidence, and maybe in moments, as you said, where maybe it's not going as well as you want?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, some calm breeze calm. That's kind of a motto we've been going by this year. Once somebody starts going crazy, then that kind of feeds into the rest of the team. But calm, we got it right. We'll get it corrected and move on.
Thank you, Matt.
Money, Matt Milano, Mookie Hawkins, Wolfsburg, Sports Cincinnati. How's it going?
What's up, man? How are you?
I'm hanging in there, man. Hey, you are 4 quarters away from the big dance, man. So what's the mindset on Sunday?
I'm just really enjoying the process of it. You know, I'm not thinking about Super Bowl. I'm not thinking about fourth quarter, third quarter. I'm just taking it one play at a time, trying to do my job every play and make some plays out there.
Absolutely, man. And we know last game you didn't participate in. And how much of an impact do you prove to be a difference maker out there?
Yeah, man, I'm just trying to get it, you know, each play, each down. Every series, you know, giving it my all and trying to get this W.
That's right, man. And go out there, get money, man. Good luck on Sunday.
Thank you.
Hey, Matt. Good to see you.
What's up?
Do you feel like this is the most close-knit team that you've played on?
Yeah, you know, every team has their own characteristic, but this one for sure. Definitely you can feel it in the locker room, out on the field, off the field as well. So, yeah, I would say so.
Does that brotherhood help in big games like this weekend's championship game?
What was that?
Does that sense of brotherhood help in big games like this?
Yeah, I believe so.
All right. Thank you so much.
Hey, Matt, how are you, man? Good to see you.
Good. How are you?
Pretty good. Hey, we often talk about how offensive linemen have to kind of gel and together and play, you know, they're all one unit. But what about linebackers? You know, you with Tremaine for 3 years now next to him, like how important is that to kind of be able to play off one another, know where each other are? We've seen that with the safeties with Micah and Jordan as well. But I don't think people talk about the linebackers enough and how much that might be.
Yeah, no, it's definitely helpful. Our relationship over the last 3 years have grown tremendously. And just you kind of have a sense of where he's going to be and where I'm going to be when we're both out there. So just being able to play off somebody like that just allows you to play that much faster and allows you to make some more plays. So, yeah, I would say it's grown a lot.
Thanks a lot, man. Good luck.
Thank you.
Hey, Matt. You know, Jerry Hughes, you play with him for 4 years. I mean, he was asked yesterday about becoming that veteran guy that, you know, people, you know, want to win games for. And he said, I tell people all the time, win it for yourself. I mean, these opportunities don't come along very often. How important is he in that room? And what has he meant to you, you know, playing with him for all these years?
Yeah, Jerry's a beast, man. He's great to have on the field, off the field. Interesting guy, got a lot going on in his life. But yeah, man, when plays need to be made, Jerry steps up to the plate. As you saw from last game, you know, he's on a roll here. So hopefully we can continue that roll into this next game here.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Yep.
Hey, Matt. Rafael from a three-point conversion. Last game you all played against the Chiefs, they ran for, I think, over 200 yards, I believe. Now that you're playing them again, does that give you more incentive to – I guess, be great against them, even though you probably don't need any motivation because you're in an AFC championship game, but just the fact that they were able to squirt you all last time you played them running the ball, does that give you the defensive line and linebackers more motivation to stop them?
Me personally, I go out every game with a fresh slate. You know, I'm not really thinking about previous things, previous games, previous plays. Every down, I'm trying to reset, focus on that one particular down. So that's the mindset I'm going out there with. Last game is last game. This is a newer team, a newer defense, a newer offense, and a new game. So I'm excited.
And then just to follow up, Buffalo has a chance to go back to the Super Bowl. Being there 4 years in a row, then, you know, after a few playoff games, hadn't been there in a while. I guess the atmosphere in Buffalo, even with your family, how do you take that in going into this game?
Like I said before, man, I'm not really concerned about the outside things going on right now. I'm just worried about getting in there and making some plays happen during the game. When that time comes, I'll think about it. But right now, I'm locked in.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.